Coming to the end of the first century, God used John the Beloved to pen down some of his letters and the book of Revelation. At this particular time, most of the original apostles of Christ had been martyred. John the Beloved is said to be the only apostle of Christ who died of natural death, but even with him, he had been persecuted, sent to Patmos for several years. He survived all these persecutions and later died of natural death. Paul might have been a good theologian when it comes to doctrinal discourses, but John is by far the apostle of love. In his later years, John wrote his epistles which centers on love. The Lord has a purpose for everyone's life. Even when people doubt and question their very existence because of many tribulations, the Lord still knows their use. John was saved from earlier death because God had a purpose for him. If John had died early, we would have not gotten the epistles about love and we would have not gotten what God intends to do in the last days, which has been revealed to us in the book of Revelation. Indeed, the best is saved for the last. God saved his best for us. He could have given us a head theologian, but he gave us an apostle of love to show that our Christian message does not focus on only theology but rather on God's love revealed to humankind. Thus, love is the centrality of our message, and because God loved us, we must also reciprocate this love. This was what he used John the Beloved to teach us. Earlier, John wanted to call forth fire from heaven to consume his enemies, but in his old age, John had understood clearly that the message of the cross is an epitome and emblem of God's love, not condemnation. We can learn two things from John's life. God has a purpose for our lives, and also, he is sovereign over our lives. As said earlier, when John went to Patmos, he could have been overwhelmed by the persecution he faced. Already, John was old, but because God had a purpose for his life, he gave John the strength to carry on. He gave John visions of the heavenly things and what must happen in the last days. John had the opportunity to see the glimpses of the coming age. After all that John saw and wrote in the book of Revelation, it won't be strange if John's utmost desire was to leave this earthly tent for a better dwelling. John would have preferred to be with a heavenly saint. John had a deeper encounter that only a few people are allowed to have in their lifetime. God's purpose for John's life was to use him to communicate his love to us even in his old age. John could have been martyred like the rest of the other apostles, but God's purpose for his life was not an earlier martyrdom. After all that happened to John, he survived and later died of natural death. If God is not sovereign over our lives, it doesn't matter whether he has a purpose for our lives or not. Thus, it will be tantamount to nothing if God is not sovereign over our lives. If wishes are like horses, beggars would ride, so does the adage goes. This is so true in the sense that if God were not sovereign, he would have had plans for our lives all right, but how to bring such plans and purposes of his to pass would have been a different thing altogether. He would have been helpless in executing his plans and purposes. This is why God's sovereignty is so crucial and important to us. John experienced a whole lot of persecution in his lifetime, but God had a purpose for his life, so, in God's sovereignty, he protected John and guided him to what he had planned for John's life. God was not a wisher who was only wishing things. He was the planner and the finisher. So with our lives, God has a purpose for every individual. We might not know what his plans for our lives are, but we can trust him because our very existence proves that he has a purpose for our lives. Apart from that, he is sovereign over our lives. Whatever he intends to do with our lives, no one can stop him. He is God, and there is none below or above that can challenge his authority. God has a purpose for your lives, and he intends to accomplish it. Trust him. Soli Deo Gloria. Michael Yautano. tanamichael65@gmail.com. You can also listen to this and similar posts on these podcasting apps: Anchor, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Public Radio, and Spotify.